Hey, James. Ben.
Oh, hey, Peach. I mean Tanner.
Oh, hey, have you ever seen James and the Giant Peach?
Let's reel it in.
James and the Giant Peach. Your name ain't James. Your middle name's James.
Benjamin James.
Do you know my middle name?
Joseph.
Good.
Because it's...
it's the song. It's my artist
name.
Yeah,
it's your artist name.
You can follow me at Tanner Joseph. No, Tanner actually, Joseph. This is really funny. When the song came out, North Carolina, still streaming if you want.
I haven't listened to that song in days.
Oh, I was like... I haven't listened to it since it came out.
It's been on my on-repeat list for like... ever. I don't know how to get it off.
You can remove it.
I don't think you can.
You can. So anyway, you derailed my train of thought.
Talking about North Carolina.
Oh, when it came out, and I was now Tanner Joseph, artist name, I tried changing my username and said, hey, it's already in use. So I'm like, oh, what? So I looked up this guy, like, posts pictures of his mom, some plants, some cars, and I was literally thinking about messaging him, be like, hey, bro. So I'm a singer.
I'm an up and coming artist.
And, yeah. Shut up.
You have my name.
And I was like, I wanted to message him and be like, would it be okay? Now it's okay. Can you put a one at the end of your name so I can just take it? So should I do it? Should I actually do it? I think that'd be funny.
100%.
And then when we come back, I'll read the results.
Okay.
Next week. That's really funny.
That's good. It's a good bit.
So yeah.
It's a good bit.
Anyway, what do we got to drink tonight?
So
it's your turn to pick drinks.
In honor of James the Giant Peach.
Yeah. By the way, I don't know about you. I get mine out in Georgia.
Peaches, I meant.
Oh,
yeah.
I get my peaches out in Georgia.
So I had to get something peach.
Oh, I swear. If it's just a peach and he like squeezes it into the cup, I'm going to be
so mad.
You saw what it was.
You
would.
You saw it was.
I accidentally saw what it was. Well, I saw a glass bottle, and I thought it was kombucha again.
I don't keep it in the fridge, because last time we got kombucha,
you found
it in the fridge. I'm like, don't look in the fridge. And he opens the fridge. He's like, is that kombucha?
I'm like, and I like turned and looked at Ben, and Ben was already looking at me, and I was like, did you really? And he starts cracking up.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah. So,
what'd you get?
Before I just want to say something real quick.
Now what?
We get into our delicious
DoorDash bag.
Our DoorDash bag, yes. Not sponsored.
They're taking our money.
Tanner and I had a really good heart-to-heart about a little bit ago. He's like, you know what, man? I really appreciate you and this show.
Where's he going with that? I did say that.
And I'm like, you too, man. And then we had a really awkward hug.
Oh.
And that's why I feel bad that I got kombucha again. I got peach kombucha, everybody. I'm not happy about it. I'm not proud of it.
Why'd you shake it?
I thought you shook kombucha.
Bro, neither of us drink. Look at, you're spilling. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe. Look, it got on the side of the cup. It's working. Buddy, you're killing me right now. Every time he's here, I'm stressed he's going to ruin my house. Gosh dang it. I liked it better when we were filming at our last spot.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. Give me a splash.
That's it.
I'm going to go put this drink away.
Wait, so this is peach flavored.
Real quick.
What are you doing?
I'm putting it away.
Oh, he's putting it away. Okay. Wait, so this is peach flavored kombucha?
Yep.
What was the one we had last time? Watermelon? I think it was watermelon, right? Okay. Well, hey, it's just me. What's up, guys? Here he is. Boom. That was so like 5-year-old boyish. Mom, watch.
I start run up the stairs on my feet sometimes. I mean, on my hands and feet.
Like a dog?
Yeah, I just go.
Bro, I used to skip a step every time, and I thought I was like super boss.
You were super
boss. Who says boss? All right, man. Well, oh, look at.
What's in yours?
Oh, it just smells. Oh,
kombucha.
It's fine. I just don't want more.
I like this
Look
better.
Look at the mess you made.
I like this better than the watermelon. What do you think? I actually don't mind this at all.
This isn't terrible. How many calories is this? Do you know? You look?
I mean, kombucha's healthy, so. It's not like pop or sugary.
Next. Oh, my gosh. I have...
Hold on, I'm gonna get a paper towel real quick to wipe up the mess I made.
Okay. Well, I'll tell whatever you could gotta check the camera too by the time you get back. You touched the chair. It's under the sink. I just came up with a really funny idea for a tree. This guy keeps freaking out. Here he comes.
Woo!
You're such a goober, bro. So I just thought of a really funny drink idea to give you because you pissed me off with your drinks. So
sorry,
that's
I apologized. I'm sorry.
The mess. Gosh dang it. James and a giant peach. You're acting like a giant peach right now, dude. But
from
a sour
Georgia?
One. A nasty one. Yucky. Quotes? I'm just kidding. All right. James and a giant peach is today's movie. Can I have my yeah, thanks.
Why is mine so sticky?
My girlfriend thinks I'm really mean to Ben. She's like, babe, you really need to stop being mean to Ben. And I'm like, babe, that's the bit. That's the bit. I get so angry at him.
It's just a bit that I'm annoying. It's just a bit, guys. I'm not acting.
Earlier today, he looked at me and said, can you be a little more financial? Or can you help out a little bit more financially with the show? And I said, look at these 20 movies here on my right side. I paid like almost $200 for these.
Didn't ask him to do it.
My apartment. These are my couches, my tables.
This is true.
And he asks, I just need an extension cord.
And then these are your...
I literally have this whole place is and mine.
Bought me the mugs.
I bought you fandom.
And the stands.
We have fans.
And I bought the lights and the peach kombucha today, man. What do you want from me?
I want you to be okay. Are you all right?
I'm good now.
All right. Shout out to Matt Fulton. So let's get into this movie. James and the Giant Peach. Directed by Henry Selick.
Henry Selick.
Has he directed anything else that we know?
Definitely know the name Henry Selick.
Yeah.
Hey, Tanner, you should know this stuff. You got the sheet in front of you, bro.
I got facts about the movie, not the director.
Got you.
Came out Came out in 1996 and is rated PG for Peach God.
Peach God.
that was quick.
Peach God.
Summary?
Is James a peach god?
He's a peach god. Beginning to feel like a peach god. All right.
Peach god.
Okay.
Peach god.
I'm ready for my summary, bro. Can you time me? How do you get to time me? Your watch doesn't ever work. All right, I'm going to do it then. Jeez Louise, we need to come up with a better system. We need to come up with someone just to come in front of their camera and be like, it's time for the countdown. It'll be Andrew.
Sure. Yeah.
He would love
one
that.
One of these episodes, we're just going to have Andrew here and just do the count out loud.
That'd be really funny. 5 minutes. He's like, one, two, three, quattro. He like five. Switches it up.
He's going to go languages. German and Spanish and English.
I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready, sir.
Here we go. 5 minutes going now. Okay, so movie opens up. James is on the beach with his mom and dad.
Beach?
And he's throwing stones. He's looking up at the clouds. He sees things. And conveniently, he's like, do you see a sky? His dad's like, do you see a skyscraper? And James is like, no. He's like, look at it from a different perspective, his mom says. And he turns his head and he sees the one and only Empire State Building from New York City.
One and only.
So then he's like, we're going there. And he has a little pamphlet, ironically. And then all of a sudden his parents die.
From
a rhino.
from a sky rhino.
The angry rhino. So then he wakes up. He's living with his Aunt Sponge and Aunt Spiker.
Know her.
I hate that. He already made that joke earlier. he thought her name was Aunt Spike. So there's that. I have plenty of time. All right. So they're really mean to him. They bully him around. They're like, hey, you got to work. Yep. Which like Rihanna. Mm-hmm.
No, she's like, you don't got to go to
work.
You don't got to go to work.
Work. Oh, that one. Okay. Yep.
She has two songs telling us to work and not to work. Rihanna, get your message straight. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Wait, so the second one was Rihanna too?
Work.
But the other one, though.
You don't got to go to work.
Is that Rihanna? Work. I don't think that's
probably
Rihanna.
Probably not.
Give me a break. Okay, so what else? Oh, so then eventually he gets yelled at. Oh, right? So there's this magic man. His name is Magic Man in the movie. Stop doing that. Yeah. Now I'm not running.
I'm making a silly
now
face.
I'm running out of time. Yeah. He's like, hey, James, I know who you are. I have these little crocodile tongues I want to give you.
Yeah.
And the boy didn't learn any lesson from his actual parents because they're dead. Don't talk to strangers. But he gives him this popcorn bag full of these crocodile tongues. And they're great. He's like, they're magic. They could do anything. And I don't know what that meant. So then, of course, he's a little stupid little boy, and he turns around, and he falls, and drops all of them.
Instantly.
And some of them go in the tree, and all of a sudden, this peach on the tree starts growing and growing. And at this point, Aunt Spiker and Sponge come out and are like, oh, my gosh, we're going to get famous. So they do pictures or whatever. Mm-hmm. I have no time. They get pictures or whatever. But basically, one time he got yelled at. He gets and so he goes inside the peach because the little crocodile tongue went in his bite of peach. He was hungry. He was really hungry.
Called back to Tanner saying, "I got nothing but time.
I got screw you." So then he goes inside and he turns into a caricature. the peach, and guess what?
Cartoon.
There's There's Mrs. Glowworm. There is Mr. Centipede, Mr. Grasshopper, Mrs. Ladybug, Miss Spider, and Mr. Earthworm all inside here. So then they try to get away from Aunt Spiker and Aunt Sponge, and they roll off a hill and then fall into the ocean.
Yeah.
And they're like, "Oh, where are we going?" And so they're like, "Hey, we're gonna go to New York City. Everyone here can feel like they belong in New York City, including bugs."
Yeah,
so they're like, okay, let's go. And then all of a sudden, a male shark comes out. What the frick? Seagulls. They attach seagulls. They fly off on the peach. Later, they are arguing about just like family stuff or whatever. They're hungry. They're eating the peach. They're eating their own peach.
Do you just hate that when you eat your own peach?
I hate when I eat my own peach from Georgia. So what else do they do? Oh, at one point, Mr. Centipede is like, hey, I think I know where we're going, but then lies. And he's like, no, I don't. I actually have no idea where I'm going. They're in the middle of this like icy water. Picture Greenland, but ice. It's like Iceland.
No, that's Greenland.
Sorry. So they go there. And then
Antarctica. They're in Antarctica.
So they're like, I forgot. Oh, they had to find a compass. So he went down there and almost dies. Hilarious. And then they save him. Miss Spider saves him and whatever. Meanwhile, there's this weird chemistry between a spider and a human. I don't want to talk about that right now or at all maybe. But so then.
Oh, I will.
So then the grasshopper plays. Oh, my gosh. 50 seconds. Plays the. What is that? Violin.
Plays his own leg.
Oh, so then eventually they're like, we're in New York. Then the rhino attacks them, and then all of a sudden they like, and they like black out, and then all of a sudden like James wakes up and he's back into a human. He's a human boy. He's a human boy. He's a real boy.
He's a real boy.
I want to be a real boy. So then he wakes up. He's on top of the Empire State Building in the peach. Wow. But all the bugs are gone. So then I have like 22 seconds. Oh, my gosh. So then the New York City people are like, get him down. He comes down. And then Aunt Spiker and Aunt Sponge come. They're like, we need him back. But then he's abusing him. And he's like, and he like publicizes it. And then all the bugs come down. And then they become one big happy family.
Yeah, you're doing good.
8 seconds left.
Have you seen the trailer for the new Pinocchio?
I saw a clip. I haven't seen the whole thing.
The live action one
coming
out?
Is it a teaser?
No, it's a full trailer.
Oh, it's a full trailer.
Yeah,
it came
a couple days ago.
I haven't seen the whole thing.
Man.
Does it look good?
It's probably already up. It's definitely already up by now. But this episode comes out.
The movie?
The movie. It's going straight to Disney Plus.
When's it coming out?
September or something?
Oh, it's coming out.
For real.
It's been out. It's November right now.
Yeah. Sound off in the comments. What do you think of Pinocchio? Anyway, you said real boy. I just thought about that.
I want to be a real boy.
Summary, man.
Thanks, man. Jeez.
Good job.
A lot of time.
I think you got most of it.
I feel like I did.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me give you some fun facts.
Except the spiral staircase going around the
I don't need to mention
peach.
That part. It's very unimportant. It's very unimportant to me.
It's very important.
It's very unimportant. You know what else is unimportant? This stupid kombucha you got me.
Kombucha.
But I'm going to drink all of it.
This is actually good.
Ew. Okay, here we go. Fun facts, dude. These are really fun. Okay. The puppet used for the captain in the icy water, or the head at least, appears to be the same head that was used for Jack in The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Say that again?
God, why? Listen. The puppet used.
Yes.
You want me to keep going slower, or what do you want? The puppet used for the captain in the icy water scene.
Okay.
Or the head, at least, appears to be the same head that was used for Jack in The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Totally was. Totally
was. I didn't notice that. I haven't seen The Nightmare Before Christmas.
100%. Really?
Really. And he's going to probably change the movie that we have for Christmas because of that.
All right, guys. Christmas. We are watching.
Stop it. All right, next one. According to the newspapers at the end, the movie takes place in what year? Do you know? What year would you guess?
56? 1949. 49. Okay.
Crazy. So we can all agree that James is dead.
yeah, by now.
Thank God.
Well, 1949. How old would he be now? How old would he be today?
Well, how old was he in the movie?
59.
How old was he in the movie?
79, 89, 99, 09, 19. So that's what? 70 years.
So he's probably like 80, 90.
He's
right now.
Probably at the very least hospitalized right now. If not dead, he is on his deathbed.
He is saying his goodbyes as we speak.
He's probably getting his peaches down in Georgia right now.
Yeah, and all the bugs are surrounding his casket.
He's not doing too good.
Mr. Centipede is going to give the speech. Okay, here we go. An evil storm cloud rhino is an antagonist force in James' life. In several shots, the evil ant's car can be seen with a rhinoceros hood ornament.
I didn't even catch that.
Didn't either. That's pretty cool.
So maybe, yeah, why
maybe
a rhino?
They killed his parents.
I wanted to look up the symbolism of a rhino because I felt like I don't know why it's a rhino. I don't know why there's a metal shark.
I just hate the quick transition between and then they were going to go to New York, and then a rhino attacked them out of nowhere, and then they're gone. They're gone for the rest of the movie. They had a minute of screen time.
For sure.
So, all right, next one. At around 37 minutes, the clouds are in the shape of teapots.
Teapots?
Mm-hmm.
Why teapots?
Beats me, bro. This movie's really random.
All right.
All right, and one last one. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
One of the skeletal pirates has a duck bill, a sailor suit, and speaks with a distinct voice. All references to...
Captain Jack Sparrow.
No, idiot. Donald Duck. Oh, God. I didn't mean to call you idiot. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
All right, let's go into... All right, then and now.
Me first?
James, or Benjamin James.
Me first?
You first, bro.
First time I saw this movie was at school.
Oh.
I watched it.
What grade?
For class. I think fifth grade?
That's right. Okay.
Fifth grade. And I remember, doesn't the centipede or something say one curse word at some point in the movie?
Yeah, he says the A word, I think.
Apple. It's a movie about a peach. Can we cut really that? Bad joke. I'm going to cut that out.
Keep it in. Go ahead.
Keep it in.
Keep it in, please.
No, but I remember that one word being built up the entire time.
Mm.
She's like, it's coming.
Your teacher say that?
He's going to say it soon.
Oh, you went to a Christian school.
Yeah, this is the scene where either he's going to say the word, so just it's okay. Don't be upset by it. And then it happens. I think I missed it.
Okay.
I think I was waiting the whole time for him to say it. What is he going to say? Because she didn't say what word it was. I thought it was going to be a really bad word. A really bad word. And
Can I interrupt for a second?
Yeah.
So this other podcast I listened to, the two hosts, one of them was telling the story one time about how they were watching in eighth grade. He was he was talking about the distinct because his other buddy who went to a Christian school watched these movies.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I went to a public school. He's like, we watched Disturbia in eighth grade. And I was like, that's
why would
funny.
You watch Disturbia?
Did you know Disturbia was supposed to be one of our movies, but Ben changed it to something else?
I did not change it to something
you
else.
You did, my guy.
That's not what happened.
You
at
did, my
all.
Guy. I need to look up and
what
see.
What did we change? Oh, dude, we replaced it with Casper.
Oh,
we
I guess that's
very
a good pick.
Enthusiastic
then.
About that.
That's very true. That's
he
a good pick.
He antagonizes me, and I don't like it.
You want me to just tell next week's movie already? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
don't. Do you know it actually? Right off the top of your head?
Off the top of my head?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, okay, good. We'll talk about it in a minute. All right.
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. I heard you.
I don't.
Then and now. Sorry. Continue.
Yeah. So what I remember about watching it in school was that little spiral staircase going around the peach, the little wood steps.
I don't know why you care so much about that.
I don't know either.
That's very weird.
Just stuck in my head.
Yeah.
And yeah, the metal shark confused me.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get into that.
At the very end when they were I remember being a little freaked out. That his aunts were actually trying to kill him,
right?
With pitchforks
at
the end of the
yeah.
movie, legit trying to just. If you
Let's
can't
end
this
peach, boy's
nobody
life.
Can. Really, really.
They were the rhino. Think about that. They were probably the rhino.
They were the rhino. I don't get it.
I don't either.
I don't get what this movie is trying to say with its images. Am I
with
dumb?
Its images.
Am I dumb?
You might be. Go on. What else you got? Is there more
than? That's
then?
My then.
Okay.
My now, I could tell it was a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
I have no attachment to it whatsoever.
Okay.
Couldn't tell you why. I was watching it, and I just didn't feel anything.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel bad because I like claymation.
Mm-hmm.
I like that whole style. I think
Tim
the
Burton produced
are fun.
This.
Makes sense. I like peaches, but I just didn't. Can I get something out of the way real quick?
Yes.
I can't see a peach not think of a butt. I just can't do it.
And the peach looked like a butt.
It
in a couple
really
spots.
Looked like a butt.
Yeah.
When it first grew out of the tree, it was like That is a whole
moon
buttocks. Right there on that branch.
That's
right
a booty or gluteus maximus right there.
Gluteus. That's a waxing gibbous.
So continue, please.
That's all I got.
Okay. Okay. My then was this is one of those movies I had on VHS as a kid and just randomly watched it here and there. There was a lot that I did not realize that I remembered. I think the last time I watched this movie was in my house that I moved out of in seventh grade. And I think I think I was in like third or fourth grade when I watched this last.
Okay.
So it's been a minute.
Yeah.
And actually it's kind of cringy. I'll say it. But I had my first iPod then. And okay. I remember I was that kid that like, oh my God, this is so cringy. I don't know if I want to say it. I'm going to say it. I'm already this far in. I had put the earplugs in or whatever, played AirPod, and I was watching the movie and listening to music. But the thing was, I like pretended that the people in the movie were actually saying the lyrics of the song I was listening to.
Really?
You want to know what song I was listening to?
Oh, no.
All Star by Smash.
Are you kidding me?
And it was the last scene where the Aunt Spiker and Aunt Sponge are arguing with him in New York City while he's on top of the car. It was that scene, and I'm like, they're going back and forth, and it was cringe. It was like, oh, it made my skin crawl thinking about that. No, like the verses and stuff.
Yeah,
like I would picture like, oh, okay. Anyway,
that's interesting because a lot of people make albums that go along well with movies. Like Pink Floyd made their album
with The Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz.
That was the first movie ever made.
First movie ever made, guys.
Wow, have we told that story? I forget.
That's a deeper cut.
Yeah. Have we talked about that before? I don't remember.
We've brought it up on the show.
Have we?
The first time that Tanner and I talked about movies when we went on our
the first time we ever met.
First time we ever met. I mean, one of us brought up Wizard of Oz, and then you're like, isn't it like the first movie ever made?
No, I told you. I thought that was the first movie ever made for a while.
Nah, dude.
So,
nah, dude.
Okay, by then. So, I remember as a kid, I didn't really like pay attention too much to like how confusing this movie is. There's a lot of weird just like what is going on. I'll talk the metal shark. I thought it was really weird about the rhino, obviously. I think it's weird. There was another thing I thought was weird.
I'll cut you off. I did not like peaches when I was a kid.
I have never had a peach in my life. Like an actual
for real. Dude, they're so good now.
Are they good?
I watched this movie as a kid.
They changed in 2022.
They really did something different with the peaches. But I watched this movie as a kid, and I'm like, that's disgusting. I would never do that. And I'm watching it now, like, I would eat my way through that peach.
It looks good.
It looks good.
It does really look good.
Yeah.
Man, there was something else, too. I can't remember. Oh, who the heck is the Magic Man? And why did he just randomly show up?
What, he was just in the beginning, and then he was at the end, too, right?
Yeah, he was just one of the people in the crowd. And he's the narrator the whole movie.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it's really weird. Like, there isn't a lot of that makes sense to me. Like, most of it is like, okay, he wants to get away from his Aunt Spiker and Aunt Sponge.
Yeah.
Like, I get that. Like, and then, like, wants to accomplish a dream and, you know, and does it. But some of the weird things along the way, like what I just mentioned, all that stuff, and I was just, I never took notice of that. I was just like, okay, it's a cool movie.
But I don't think that makes it a bad thing. And I'm not saying you do think it's a bad thing. But just because it's off and we don't understand it fully, doesn't make it bad.
I know. I just want things to make sense.
We'll get into the, I know you do. We'll get to the Rotten Tomatoes score.
I don't know what that was.
And their Rotten Tomatoes score in a little bit.
Okay. But so that was my then. But now I notice it a lot more clearly. I notice, I'm like, what in the world is all this? Like, why is this all happening?
Well, it was like the natural versus the unnatural. Which didn't make sense, because I thought that's what they were doing at first with the shark, like the metal shark, like the artificial, but then the natural peach and the creatures.
Yeah.
But there's nothing real about those things. They're artificial, too.
But the problem is they treat this movie...
Who's they?
At the end of the movie, New York City is like, hey, we have live-action bugs. Like, that's where I'm like, where is this real? Like, is this movie supposed to be all imagination? Is this movie supposed to be all... realistic or whatever. Like, did the metal shark actually come out? Like, did...
Who the frick
is this Magic Man stalking this little boy?
Yeah. Well, there's a theory that, like, this is all in his head. Like, this is the place that he goes because his life sucks so much that he's just like, I'm going to go on an adventure to New York because that's where my parents wanted me to go. And that's why it doesn't make sense because it's, like, all in his head and in his imagination.
The weirdest antagonist in this whole movie, the rhino.
The rhino.
What do you think it is? Because it's a cloud.
It's a cloud.
Was it an actual rhino? And then the fight at the end where he's like, I'm not afraid of you. And then the rhino wins.
Yeah.
Nothing happened. There's no, like,
I don't know.
It reminded me of Stranger Things Season 2 when Will's like, I'm not afraid. And then it gets sucked in him. You know what I mean?
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
And I was like, I'm like, why is this here? Like, I don't know. There was no closure with that.
No.
He just accepted his parents died from a rhino. You know it's based off a Roald Dahl book?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you read the book?
No.
I didn't either. I'm wondering how, actually, there was one thing I knew that was different from the book compared to the movie. In the book, Aunt Spiker and Aunt Sponge, when that scene when the peach lands as they're about to go into the water, it crushes over the car. The peach kills them.
Oh, really?
But so then where do they show up at the end of the book?
I don't know.
Probably not.
But that's like with Cinderella, the original version, where the sisters get their eyes gouged out by birds.
For real?
For real, dude.
Oh, man. I didn't know that. You ever see Cinderella Story with Hilary Duff?
Yeah.
Great movie.
They have Chad Michael Murray. They have a bunch of those now.
Do they really?
There's a bunch of Cinderella stories.
I like the Hillary Clinton one.
Have you seen... I love Hillary Clinton. Chilling here in Cedar Rapids. Have you seen The Cinderella Man, the wrestling movie with Russell Crowe?
I know of it. Or I've boxing? Never seen it, yeah. I knew... Who made the song? Was it Eminem?
Eminem
made the Cinderella Man.
Cinderella Man. Yeah.
So that was my now. So my now was like, it was fun to watch. You know what I actually really wanted more? I wanted more...
Peaches.
No. I wanted more like funny like one-liners from all the insects.
Yeah.
I wanted more.
Who's your favorite insect?
Oh, Mr. Centipede. Kind of cliche. He's the funniest one.
He's good.
My problem was that a lot.
Who was the hottest?
Oh, Miss Spider.
Miss Spider.
There is some sensuality centered around her, and I wasn't upset.
A little bit. I was not mad. No, she's like French.
But yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say that I wanted more. Well, this is going to dive right into quotes, but I wanted more quotes where it was just them saying one thing, but a lot of it was the conversational thing, like we talked about in a different movie. Yep. I don't remember what movie.
SpongeBob.
Was it SpongeBob? Yeah. And so I was bummed. I'm like, I want more quotes, you know, but I found some good ones.
Give us more quotes.
Okay, here's some quotes. I'm starting off on a bad note.
Oh, no.
It was when the bug landed on one of the ants or whatever. I said, ew. Wouldn't want one of those nesting in your knickers.
Oh, no, you would not.
Yeah.
No, you would not.
Okay, this I just wrote because I thought it was crazy.
Unless you do. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Unless you do. Let us know. So this was the description of what the crocodile tongues are. I thought it was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
1,000 long, slimy crocodile tongues boiled in the skull of a dead witch for 20 days and 20 nights. Add the fingers of a young monkey, the gizzard of a pig, the beak of a parrot, and 3 spoonfuls of sugar. Stew for a week and then let the moon do the rest.
Let the moon do the rest. Guys, let's live by that.
Yeah.
Let the moon do the rest.
Speaking of moon, we did talk about the peach looking like a butt, right?
100%. Yeah.
Okay. I got another one.
That's what they mean. Let the moon do the rest.
I got 4 more. This is so unladybug-like. You can guess who that was.
Seen A Bug's Life where the ladybug's a dude? It's like, you think I'm a lady?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Who pooped in the poop? Oh, wait. What did he say?
The poo-poo platter. Who ordered the poo-poo platter?
Oh, yeah. Who ordered the poo-poo platter? And I think that's funny.
It's good. It's funny.
This was from Earthworm, right? Is that Mr. Earthworm? He says... Or otherwise known as Wonder Worm, which was for like a second. They never called him that again or addressed it.
Wonder Worm.
He said, Mockingbirds munch me mother. So, anyway. Oh, he also said, it's not dirt, but it's not bad.
It's not dirt, but it's not bad.
That was funny. And then this part was funny. This was Mr.
You ever eaten dirt before?
I know you've.
I ate a worm before.
I was just going to say, you've
Wash
eaten a worm.
Wash it down with some dirt.
My sister, I think I talked about this on the same episode. I don't know if I mentioned this or not, but my sister one time, we had like a little playground, or like it was like a mini or like a slide and 2 swings in my backyard as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like pebble ground. She used to, don't hate me if you're watching this. She used to take a handful of pebbles and just pop them in and eat them.
Rocks?
Pebbles, yes.
Rocks.
Rocks, yeah. Yeah, little pebbles. Like picture
Holy
like the
crap.
Playground pebbles, yeah.
Bro,
not
that's
like used
that's
to.
Like
she did
call.
It once. I think she did it once.
Okay.
Like she's
your ex girlfriend. She had some German shepherds, and whenever they get excited,
okay,
they would just start eating all the lava rocks.
Wait, I think she told me that before too.
They just start going. Yeah. Is that what your sister did? Like, she's excited to see you, so she just grabbed a handful of stones and just go.
She's excited to see me? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
She was excited to see me, so she ate rocks?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
No. No, I think we were playing on the playground. She just, like, picked a couple up and was like, Cop. And my dad was like, Rhonda, your daughter's eating all the pebbles.
She's doing it again.
Okay, this is the last quote I have. Mr. Mm-hmm. Who was this? Mr. Grasshopper says, when Mr. Centipede fell into the water at the icy place,
yes,
he said, he's committed pesticide.
That was good.
That's a good pun. I like that.
Probably my favorite quote
okay.
in the movie.
All right, let's get into the traumatizing scale.
Let me cover up my dogs real quick.
Oh, woof, woof.
Bark, bark.
What would you give the traumatizing scale?
I did say that it was freaky to me as a kid watching the ants try to kill their nephew.
Yeah.
But the creatures weren't freaky.
Not really.
The rhino didn't scare me that much. Unless it did. Man, I don't know. I'll give it, well, on a scale of 5, I'll give it like a 0.5.
Okay.
When I think of movies that scared me as a kid, this is not what I think about at all.
So are we officially going to like 1 through 5 for traumatizing scale now?
That's what I do. You do what you want, broski.
I'm going to do the traumatizing scale with you now, I guess. Get that smirk off your face.
I'd give it half of a peach.
You literally already told me this. Okay, so my traumatizing scale, mine.
1/8 of a peach.
You're killing me.
Traumatized.
I can't believe you gave me kombucha again.
1/8 of a booty.
Oh my gosh. Okay. My traumatizing scale is, I remember as a kid, I was scared by the first scene where the rhino shows up on the beach.
Okay.
That I remember I was a little scared of that as a kid. But honestly, I didn't really remember if I was scared of anything else. And looking back, I'm like, I wasn't really that. I'm not scared. So I would also give it a 0.5.
Yeah.
So it was a little spooky on that part. Mm-hmm. All right. Rotten Tomatoes. Do you know what?
91.
Gave it a 91%.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, really? I'm like, yeah. It's a good movie. It was fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Has
it aged well? Is that maybe where some of the disconnect is?
Maybe. Right now? Is it for me? You mean?
For both of us.
I don't know. I thought it was fine. It was really strange that how they mixed in the claymation and humans.
Yeah. I like that a lot.
I thought that was interesting how they did that. But what was I saying? I don't know. I feel like what I'm going to say is going to actually be my Tottenham Tomato, so I'm just going to hold off. But what's yours?
What's my Tottenham Tomato?
Yeah, out of 100.
Man, out of 100 crocodile tongues, I feel like this has just been a very just mediocre, lukewarm feeling that we both had towards this movie.
And I was bummed because I saw the Rotten Tomatoes. Truthfully, I saw the Rotten Tomatoes score before I saw the movie on accident.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, man, maybe I like don't really remember how good this movie was. And then
like I thought it was going to be a movie I was going to watch and want to like rewatch again because of how good it was.
Because
I know a lot of people love this movie.
Yeah.
For me personally, I just didn't get into it.
Yeah.
I can tell that it's good, but it's just not for me.
Right.
So personally, out of 100 crocodile tongues, I think I'm going to give it like 70 tongues.
Okay. I'm kind of around the same as you. I feel like this movie was kind of just, there wasn't like a part of me that was like,
truthfully, for real,
give me a break. I wasn't really having a good time. Like, I was kind of like, this is fine.
I was waiting for the movie to be done, if I'm being completely honest.
At some point, I'm like, all right, when are we going to get to, like, the part that I know, which is the New York scene where All-Star used to play over my ears? Because then I didn't remember the dialogue at all during that. But then I was like, okay, this dialogue, actually, they want to kill him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm. Would you say 70?
70.
I'm going to give it, like 73. I don't know. It was fine. It was
73. It wasn't great. Crocodile tongues and a popcorn bag.
I understand why it's good. I just personally was like, this is kind of mid.
Do you think the Magic Man would ever just like reach his hand in there and go like, crocodile tongues?
Well, that's why he turned into that actor. So anyway, all right,
sense.
Bro. Next week movie. Are you ready?
I don't even remember.
All right,
what it is?
You're gonna love here. He's gonna love talking about this one. I know it because we have talked about it before. Ready?
Is it Ratatouille?
Next week's movie is Diary of Wimpy Kid, Roderick Rules.
Roderick Rules!
Yep, man.
Best Diary of Wimpy Kid movie ever to be made.
It's perfect. There's nothing wrong with the movie, in my opinion.
Little spoiler, this is the first Roderick movie dies. I ever saw. Roderick dies.
This is the first movie you ever saw?
No, dude. I'm not that young. First movie that ever made me really, 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 really sad.
Oh, I know why.
Yeah, dude.
Because you don't have a brother. I have a brother. Yeah. We should get my brother on here. He would be
That'd
like,
be funny.
He'd be
funny.
Like, I don't know what to say.
Logan Rules.
Logan Rules. All right, man. All right. Plug away.
Real.in.in.podcast.
Oh, man. I thought there was more. Okay. At Tanner Reckledge, maybe Tanner Joseph soon.
Yeah.
At Tanner Reckledge, Twitter, Instagram, all that. Real.it.in.podcast. Talk down with Andrew. You know it. And if you want to follow Andrew, it's at Andrew M. Lowells. LOLZ. If you want to follow for no reason, he's going to watch this like in a couple months and be like, what?
Like, I just got 20 followers.
He needs more followers.
He really does.
Actually, he does this funny segment that he does on his Instagram where he just tries random drinks and calls it weekly drinks, but he doesn't do it weekly.
He does it every now
and he does like the weirdest, like, he does such a weird thing. He has a highlight on his Instagram if you want to check it out. So.
Check it out. Check it out, guys.
All right, man. That is all I got for you.
Thanks for a mediocre episode and for a mediocre.
I didn't pick this movie.
For a mediocre movie, and love you, bro.
I love you, bro. Hey, real quick.
Let's keep it real.
Nope.